winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to Look Up in the Sky, episode number 63. Sorry, it's a little bit this week, but I have some news topic. Let's get started, alright? First topic, the Black Panther trailer dropped last week, and my god, it looks awesome. I can't wait for that movie. Marvel looks like it has done it again. Great, Black Panther. We all liked him in Civil War, right? Right, so this Black Panther should be good. The Wonder Woman box office only dropped 43% from week 1 to week 2. If you know anything about comic book movies, that's an excellent drop-off. Usually it's 50 or 60%. The fact that only 43% dropped, awesome. This movie is great. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you go to see Wonder Woman. You won't be sorry. But on the other hand, The Mummy, my god, this movie looks awful, it's getting awful reviews, and it came out yesterday in the papers that Universal is blaming Tom Cruise on this movie. They were saying he came in, took control, totally messed everything up. Are they right to blame him? No, but are they telling the truth? We don't know. I don't think we will ever know. All I know is The Mummy got a $33 million opening weekend. That sucks for that kind of movie. The movie cost $125 million to make. That's not including advertising. This movie is going to lose money. Oh, God. There's a new Flatliners trailer out. I don't know if you remember, but I think 20 years ago, it was a movie Flatliners where equipment students died for experiments for like minutes of a time. They died and then came back alive. And they're remaking it. This new movie looks interesting. I can't remember who's in the cast, but it looks interesting, I'll let you know. Good news, Tom Holland was being interviewed on a talk show and he accidentally let it slip that he's making the Spider-Man movie is going to be a trilogy. I think we all kind of knew that, but it's not it. Be confirmed about that. This is really good news. The Dark Phoenix movie, the X-Men Dark Phoenix gets a director and they get some cast. We're getting McAvoy back as X, we're getting Fassbender back as Magneto, I think we're getting Nicholas Holt back as Peace, but I'm not sure about that, but we're also getting Jennifer Lawrence back as Miss Leak. Is this good? I don't know, but excuse me. She's a good actor, but we'll see. Also, we learned that Danny Elfman has come on to she called the Justice League movie. She's replacing somebody, I forget who, but Danny Elfman is great. He did the original, well, not the original, but the 1989 Batman movie. It's iconic. He's one of the top music composers, so that's great. And he's coming on. They're also remaking that movie, Murder on the Orient Express. A trailer was dropped for that movie. It looks good. A murder happened on a train, and I guess throughout the movie we have to figure out who the murderer is. Looks interesting. The cast looks great. Josh Gad, Nathan Ridley from Star Wars, Kenneth Branagh, just to name a few. This movie looks good. During the week, to honor Adam West, they lit the bat signal up in the sky. That was really cool. It's on YouTube. Really good stuff. I think that would do it for this week. No big movies came out this week. So, I'm hoping Wonder Woman is in the top 2 or 3 movies in the box office again. That would be great. If that movie continues to be good, they could have a really good hit on their hands, WB, DC, I mean. So, and everybody loves it. I haven't met one person who doesn't like this movie. I repeat, if you haven't seen Wonder Woman, you'll see Wonder Woman. You'll like it. Anyway, news broke today. Deadpool 2, coming out next June 1st, officially begun production today. So will we see something at Comic-Con? I tend to believe yes. I don't think it will be anything big, but I can see them pulling something out of their ears to show us at Comic-Con. So hopefully it will be good. Maybe even a tiny teaser trailer. Maybe. Anyway, that will do it for this week's Look Up in the Sky. I'm thinking about starting another weekly thing on top of this because, with no TV shows, I'm doing less content, so I'll figure something out. But until next time, this is Ben.